And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
What a difference a year makes. Last session, the House passed a budget that relied on increased lottery advertising to raise money for a teacher pay raise. Senate leaders rightly panned the idea, and it fell apart after news that lottery officials had informed House leaders their revenue projections were unrealistic before the House budget passed. But now it seems Senate leaders have reconsidered that opposition. Two of the numerous policy positions stuffed into the massive Senate budget would allow lottery officials to increase their advertising budget and authorize an online state lottery game, the last thing we need. The two provisions combined are projected to raise more than $50 million a year, much of it from the poorest areas in North Carolina, from families who can least afford to play. The Senate was right last year. Raising money from the lottery to pay for state investments was wrong, and it still is. We need an honest, fair, stable, and adequate revenue system, not one that increasingly relies on convincing vulnerable people to throw their money away on a 1 in 100 million chance of striking it rich. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.